Hey there, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine, and I am your host today. Me, by myself, moi. I know that yesterday I said that Jeremiah and I would be recording today together and reading the chapter, but he had to take a meeting. We did start to record, and another meeting popped up for him, which is fine. I mean, that's life, right? So we made an executive decision. I believe we are going to switch our days for recording to Monday. So we'll start off the week reading our chapter together. So today I am alone by myself reading this chapter. So I apologize for the switch up, but that's what happens. You got to go with it. Today I'm going to go ahead and again dive right in because it is a long chapter. So we're going to pray, and then I will give you your verse of the day, which comes from this chapter today, which I think is really cool. I do try to do that, but most days it doesn't, especially now that we're reading mostly history, but sometimes you get these little nuggets of wisdom, and today I saw that. So obviously I pre-read the chapter already. I am going to go ahead and pray, and then give you your verse of the day, and then we'll read our chapter. Holy and mighty God, Heavenly Father, we come to you with hearts of thanksgiving and gratitude. We lift you on high. Your name is above all names, and we exalt you and give you all the honor, all the praise. Lord, we are humbled by your presence. We are humbled by your magnificence. And we are just in awe of what you do. We are most grateful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the blood that he shed on the cross for us, his sinless life put down for us so that we can be forgiven of our sins and given the gift of eternal life in heaven with you. We are so thankful that he and you loved us so much to do that for us. We love you. We are thankful and grateful that we are part of your family. You've adopted us in, and we consider ourselves sons and daughters of you. Lord, I am always grateful for the friendship I have with Jeremiah. I am thankful that we were given this gift of reading your word out into the world 5 days a week. I'm so blessed to have him as my friend. I'm praying blessings over him and his family, his job, everything encompassing. I pray for him. I pray for my own family. I ask you to watch over my two boys. And my husband, as we are moving into a new chapter in our lives soon, and I just pray for your blessings over all things, that everything falls into place. I thank you for what you did the other day, I pray that all things fall into place. I pray over all of the people out there who are listening. Watch over and direct each one of us as we go through our days, our weeks. Keep us on target. We always want to be in your will, so please reveal to us what it is that you want us to be doing, and help us to be obedient to what you want us to do. Lord, I know that there are special needs out there, and I don't know what they are, but you do. So I pray for a covering over each one of those individuals who are out there looking for whatever it is that you can provide for them. We want to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We want to be who you want us to be here on earth. So please give us those opportunities to say the right words to people, to be Christ-like, and help us to use the tools that you've given us. Lord, I pray over this ministry. I pray that you will help it to grow, if that is what your will is. I pray that you will send the people who need to hear it. just to help them get their Bible reading on track. Just watch over this and help us to continue doing this. We invite you into this time in your word, Lord. We pray you bless it, anoint it, and reveal to us what it is that you want us to learn from today's reading. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Another thing I wanted to quickly mention before I start reading is yesterday, if you watched all the way to the end, I think I may have prayed at the beginning, so I ended the chapter. Anyway, I accidentally clicked the button to stop recording, and so it kind of cut me off in mid-sentence, so I apologize. I didn't get to actually quite finish out. I tried to fix it, but it didn't work. You know, I tried to add a little tag on to the end of it, and it was better off without it. So wisdom took over. So I hope that there wasn't anything to apologize for. I just made a mistake. So just is what it is. All right. Today's reading is from 2 Samuel. It says, and this is verse 14. Our lives like water spilled out on the ground. Our lives are like water spilled out on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. But God does not just sweep life away. Instead, he devises ways to bring us back when we have been separated from him. I found this an intriguing verse. It kind of came in the middle of this whole story. And, you know, if you break it down, for me at least, you know, it's basically saying, you know, life is like water being spilled on the ground. It flows. It just keeps going, and it goes out. And you can't get it. Once life happens, you can't go back. You know, yes, this second and the second and the second and the second, you can't go back in time. You can't bring it back. And God does not just, you know, sweep life away. He doesn't just, you know, he doesn't waste it. And he devises ways to bring us back when we have been separated from him. God does not want to be separated from us, but because of our sinful nature, which is what I was saying yesterday when I cut myself off, he finds a way for us to be able to get back to him. He, you know, through this is how much of the book of our Bible we've read so far. And when you go back into these last, you know, seven chapters or eight chapters, books that we've been reading, the theme is be obedient to God. Our sinful nature makes us not be obedient to God for whatever reasons, whatever circumstance it is. But God always forgave the Israelites for whatever it was that they were doing. He always found a way to forgive them. And that's what I think this is saying. Don't take it for granted. Don't take your life for granted. You know, it's like water going. You know, it just keeps going. You can't stop it from happening. But God always finds a way to bring us back, you know, when we've separated ourselves from them. And this goes with what we're going to be reading today. So I just found that to be very insightful and inspiring. Don't take your life for granted. Be as obedient to God as you possibly can. Nobody is perfect. Everybody makes mistakes every day. And ask God for forgiveness, because he will forgive you and forgive yourself so that you can move on and, you know, be the person that God wants you to be. All right, I have like whined on here. Sorry, I just found that this was a really awesome verse to read and use as our Bible verse of the day. All right, today is episode 112.1, and we are in 2 Samuel chapter 14. Joab arranges for Absalom's return. Joab realized how much the king longed to see Absalom, so he sent for a woman from Tekoa, I don't know, who had a reputation for great wisdom. He said to her, "Pretend you are in mourning. Wear mourning clothes and don't put on lotions. Act like a woman who has been mourning for the dead for a long time. Then go to the king and tell him the story I am about to tell you." Then Job told her what to say. When the woman from Tekoa approached the king, she bowed with her face to the ground in deep respect and cried out, "O king, help me." "What's the trouble?" the king asked. "Alas, I am a widow," she replied. "My husband is dead. My two sons had a fight out in the field, and since no one was there to stop it, one of them was killed. Now the rest of the family is demanding, 'Let us have your son. We will execute him for murdering his brother. He doesn't deserve to inherit his family's property.' They want to extinguish the only coal I have left, and my husband's name and family will disappear from the face of the earth." "Leave it to me," the king told her. "Go home, and I'll see to it that no one touches him." "Oh, thank you, my lord the king," the woman from Tekoa replied. "If you are criticized for helping me, let the blame fall on me and on my father's house, and let the king and his throne be innocent." "If anyone objects," the king said, "bring him to me. I can assure you he will never harm you again." Then she said, "Please swear to me by the Lord your God that you won't let anyone take vengeance against my son. I want no more bloodshed." "As surely as the Lord lives," he replied, "not a hair on your son's head will be disturbed." "Please allow me to ask one more thing of my lord the king," she said. "Go ahead and speak," he responded. She replied, "Why don't you do as much for the people of God as you have promised to do for me? You have convicted yourself in making this decision because you have refused to bring home your own banished son. All of us must die eventually. Our lives are like water spilled out on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. But God does not just sweep life away. Instead, he devises ways to bring us back when we have been separated from him. I have come to plead with my lord the king because people have threatened me. I said to myself, perhaps the king will listen to me and rescue us from those who would cut us off from the inheritance God has given us. Yes, my lord the king will give us peace of mind again. I know that you are like an angel of God in discerning good from evil. May the Lord your God be with you." "I must know one thing," the king replied, "and tell me the truth." "Yes, my lord the king," she responded. "Did Joab put you up to this?" And the woman replied, "My lord the king, how can I deny it? Nobody can hide anything from you. Yes, Joab sent me and told me what to say. He did it to place the matter before you in a different light. But you are as wise as an angel of God, and you understand everything that happens among us." So the king sent for Joab and told him, "All right, go and bring back the young man Absalom." Joab bowed with his face to the ground in deep respect and said, "At last I know that I have gained your approval, my lord the king, for you have granted me this request." Then Joab went to Geshur and brought Absalom back to Jerusalem. But the king gave this order: "Absalom may go to his own house, but he must never come into my presence." So Absalom did not see the king. Absalom reconciled to David. Now Absalom was praised as the most handsome man in all Israel. He was flawless from head to foot. He cut his hair once a year, and then only because it was so heavy. When he weighed it out, it came to 5 pounds. He had 3 sons and 1 daughter. His daughter's name was Tamar, and she was very beautiful. Absalom lived in Jerusalem for 2 years, but he never got to see the king. Then Absalom sent for Joab to ask him to intercede for him, but Joab refused to come. Absalom sent for him a second time. But again, Joab refused to come. So Absalom said to his servants, "Go and set fire to Joab's barley field, the field next to mine." So they set his field on fire as Absalom had commanded. Then Joab came to Absalom at his house and demanded, "Why did your servants set my field on fire?" And Absalom replied, "Because I wanted you to ask the king why he brought me back from Geshur if he didn't intend to see me. I might as well have stayed there. Let me see the king. If he finds me guilty of anything, then let him kill me." So Joab told the king what Absalom had said. Then at last David summoned Absalom, who came and bowed low before the king, and the king kissed him. All right. I did not highlight a lot. I started out with verse 4. excuse me. Joab realized how much the king longed to see Absalom. So he knew that David was missing his son. And then, of course, it goes through the whole story where Tamar asks, not Tamar, the woman from Tekoa, which we don't know what her name is, goes to the king and gives him the story that Joab told him to give about her two sons and her husband being dead. And she says, in 12, I highlighted, "Please allow me to ask one more thing of my lord the king." So she's got one more question. After she put the story in a different perspective, because she's talking about his two sons, Absalom and what's his name? Amnon. So he says, "Go ahead." She's like, "Why don't you do as much for the people of God as you have promised to do for me? And, you know, you've convicted yourself in making this decision to banish your own son." And so, and then this is where I get our verse of the day from. All of us must die eventually. Our lives are like water spilled out on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. But God does not just sweep life away. Instead, he devises ways to bring us back when we have been separated from him. Like I said, God doesn't want to be separated from us. He wants us to be, you know, in his will and in good standing. And then, of course, he asks her, because he's pretty smart, and he says, "Did Joab put you up to this?" And she's like, "I can't hide it from you. You're a very smart man. Yes, Joab sent me with this story." And of course, you know, David, being wise, you know, realizes, you know, this is kind of silly. I should bring my son home. So, you know, he brings his son home. And then, of course, Absalom, I don't know why it goes back into this whole Absalom was the handsomest man and his hair was so heavy and it weighed 5 pounds after he cut it. I wish my hair weighed 5 pounds after I cut it. And then it brings up Tamar again, which I thought was interesting, saying how beautiful she was. And that's really all I highlighted. You know, to recap it, basically Absalom's like, "Why did, you know, David pull me back here if he didn't want to see me? That's kind of silly." And then, you know, of course, Joab goes to the king and on his behalf. And finally, I find it interesting, too. They don't mention David's name, but I think once in this whole chapter, that keeps calling him the king, which I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know the whole background on that. And then there was one other thing. In at the very beginning, there was an asterisk next to where was it? Was it the woman from Tekoa? I'm sorry. I'm going off on a tangent here, and I shouldn't have. I should have already reread it and looked it up. Anyway, I don't know what my question was, but if I think of it, I'll bring it up on Monday. Can't think of it right now. Anyway, that's it for today. I think today was a wonderful reading. I love that one passage that we used for our verse of the day. You know, don't take life for granted. And because it goes by fast. I'm 60, and I don't know how I got to be this old. Honestly, I really don't. Seems like just yesterday I was in the middle of raising young boys, and now I've got men for children. So anyway, as always, I will never close out the podcast without giving anybody out there the opportunity to receive Christ. If you feel like God is calling you, then he probably is. You know, sometimes there's like this little thing in the back of your head and you're like, maybe that's God calling me. It probably is. I always say the prayer of salvation every day, just in case there's somebody out there who is ready. And I always say, what are you waiting for? You know, make Jesus Lord of your life, because it's an amazing, amazing new life. And so I will say the prayer. It is not any special prayer. It's the one God gave me to use in this podcast. And it's mostly about what it is all about, your heart, what you believe in, and receiving Christ into your heart. And accepting forgiveness for your sins. That's what it comes down to. So I'm going to say the prayer, and I hope that you make today your day. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations and welcome into this magnificent family. You are a adopted brother or sister in Christ, and it's a new life. It's a new birthday. I always say, mark it in your Bible, maybe under today's reading, that today is your day, whatever day that might be. For me, it's February 9th, but I don't. You might have found me, you know, a week from now. I don't know. It could be a year from now. But whatever today is your day that you receive Christ and the gift of salvation. So. We also recommend that you get to a church, a pastor, get your questions answered, because I'm sure you got a ton of questions. Get involved with the church that you choose, you know, be a part of it. Be a part of their ministry, mission work, volunteers, whatever you feel like God is calling you to do, go do it. God gives you gifts and talents, and you should be using them to further the kingdom. Pray about it, you know, pray about it and find out what God's, you know, wanting to do for you. We would love to hear from you. If you would like to reach out, you can email us, Lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org or Jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org. Or you can message us on Facebook or Instagram, however you want to communicate. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request specifically, we will pray for you. You know, that's what you should be doing. You should be getting involved and being the hands and feet of Christ. That's it for today. As always, I am blessed to be able to lead this Bible study. I'm so glad that we're able to do this. I'm looking forward to being able to record with Jeremiah on Monday. But for now, have a great weekend. I don't know what time of day it is, morning, noon, or night, but I'm glad you're able to carve out a few minutes out of your day to read your Bible with me. And so God bless you. Have a great day, and I'll see you on Monday.